Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, let's just talk about what is going on in Mozambique, because it seems that the post-election violence is far from over. The opposition leader has called on his supporters to take to the streets again. That was, I think, really around the Frelimo's decision to exclude him from the negotiations, and that is being viewed quite negatively. What really is happening there, and what could the impact on South Africa be? Sandile Swane, very good morning to you. Hope you are well. All the best for 2025.
Thank you so much, and good morning to all the listeners of Hi FM. And I also wish Hi FM and all the listeners good success in 2025.
Thank you. Give us a sense of what is happening in Mozambique. I thought this whole thing was pretty much settled, but apparently it's not.
It is not settled, and you are as sad as I am about that. The situation when Venancio was coming back, Venancio Mondlane was coming back to Mozambique, it was on the basis that the Frelimo governing party, or long-term governing party, said that they cannot talk to him because he's not available in Mozambique. And then he said, I'm coming then. And then when he came there, he discovered that they've got no time to talk to him. Instead, they want to take, with due respect, of course, junior leaders and put them as political partners in a coalition government in Mozambique. So what is positive about it is that at least Frelimo realizes that they cannot govern Mozambique alone. They need a coalition government. What is bad about it is that they do not want a genuine, equal, and dignified partnership with people who can stand their ground. So they are creating co-opting collaborators in order to isolate the real leader of the opposition.
Right. In other words, it's the very furthest thing from what we see here with the government of national unity, where there was a genuine haggle and argument and fight, and even the agreement is challenging. Here, what they're doing is they're co-opting those that simply will toe the line.
Quite correct. And it is something that we have to discuss openly, in the sense that in January 2024, the liberation movements of Southern Africa, right up to Tanzania, Namibia, Botswana, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and the ANC, met together. And a message of support to the ANC came from Frelimo in Mozambique. It came directly to the ANC, and it said, it is illegal, it is not allowed for a liberation movement to lose an election. That was before the May 2024 elections. So it tells you the frame of mind that in their psychology, ZANU-PF, Frelimo, MPLA in Angola, SWAPO in Namibia, ANC in South Africa, they cannot fathom a situation where they are actually driven completely out of power. So they will use every type of gimmick. For instance, I mean, I was stunned when Ramaphosa boasted here in South Africa that although they've got 40% of the vote, they've got the majority seats in cabinet. So that mentality, and that will control South Africa, although we've lost the election. That's what Ramaphosa said. Mozambique, that philosophy is there. Now, the question is how subtle or how brutal and to your face it is. Now, second, on top of that, South Africans have invested in Mozambique, a lot of money, including SASO, among others. And the question is the ANC government in South Africa able to protect South African investors in Mozambique? That is what we need to look at now. And the businesses in South Africa that depend on a daily basis, for instance, from the gas that comes from Mozambique. So those are issues that have got to be resolved. It can't be a party-party system of dictators.
And of course, the fact that our ports have been so poorly managed that Maputo Port has become a vital part of South African export.
Yes, it supports our economy, you know, and we cannot be careless. I mean, when you look at our economic statistics, we have everything we need to be one of the most successful economies in the world.
Mm.
But we mismanage everything. And the mismanagement in now that we're discussing international relations, mismanagement of Zimbabwe, mismanagement of Mozambique now, even mismanagement of Swaziland and Lesotho by the South African Foreign Affairs Department continues to put a burden, an economic and financial burden on South Africa.
Incredible. It just shows you the level of damage, because it isn't simply about even how South Africa is being run, but how it manages so many of these relationships and the impact that everything has, the snowball effect, really.
Yes. So when you look at the report that came from the African Development Bank,
mm-hmm.
there were at least two nations that were named, that were finger pointed, if you like, you know, South Africa and Nigeria. South Africa was identified alongside Nigeria, specifically South Africa in the SADC region, that it is the one that is dampening the growth rate, the GDP growth rate of SADC as a whole. The one putting the brakes on economic growth in SADC is South Africa. The one putting brakes on economic growth in West Africa is Nigeria. So I don't know which better way to explain that.
Mm.
So there are so many consequences of this careless, laissez-faire, negligent attitude from South Africa, because we should be insisting day and night with consequences that the day of dictatorship, the day where coalition governments are formed without freedom of expression, without genuine debate, without the genuine partners to that coalition, that cannot be recognized, because the consequences, Mondlane is prepared to die as things stand, because he told them where he's going to land. He didn't hide when he was arriving, and he doesn't call these protests in secret, even if they're in violence. So this could lead to another intensive civil war over and above the insurgency that is going on in Mozambique already.
Very, very dangerous and very volatile. And following what you're saying, this week obviously a very, very important and pivotal week for Mozambique and for the region, depending on the direction that this is going to take.
Yes. I'm sorry to be controversial now, but let me raise this issue.
Sure.
If South Africa can be as vehement on the Mozambican issue as they are vehement on the Gaza issue, on the Palestinian issue.
It's not controversial. I think you're absolutely right.
I might upset some people, but that's what I think.
Welcome to my world. But you're absolutely right. And this has direct consequence on South Africa. It's not a conflict that might feel emotionally important that's far away. This has direct consequence on livelihood, on the economy, even the safety of South Africans. It's 7:31. I do need to leave it there. Always great to chat to Sandile Swane. He's a political analyst talking to us about what is happening in Mozambique.